The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 22, by Philip St. Raymond, for the American Mercury. One of the weirdest aspects of the Leo Frank case was the, shall we say, strained effort of the Frank team to make some human excrement found in the National Pencil Company elevator shaft into a proof that Leo Frank was innocent of murdering Mary Fagan. This so-called shit-in-the-shaft theory was based on the overwhelming fear of the Frank defense that the use of that elevator to move Mary's body, evidenced by dragging marks in the basement's dirt floor leading from the elevator to precisely where the body was found, was too damning for their client, since only Frank had a key to the elevator. The theory they crafted was that the excrement was deposited at the bottom of the shaft before the murder by James Conley, but was crushed for the first time when the detectives visited the basement after the murder. Therefore, they claimed, the elevator could not have been used to move Mary's body. In this, the 22nd audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we will see how weak this theory really is. How could anyone tell that the feces was crushed for the first time when the detectives went down? Smell was put forward as the proof of this, but really, what a stretch. Are they alleging it wouldn't smell the second time? The shaft was uneven and filled with substantial and loose debris, any of which could have caused a shifting of the bottom of the elevator car so that it might strike one object this time and another object the next time. The car could be started and stopped manually, and it would be normal to stop it above the floor level if something heavy needed to be loaded or unloaded. We'll also learn, among many other things in this content-rich book, about the almost unbelievable efforts the Frank forces employed to fabricate a murder confession on the part of James Conley, with one ADL official even making a public claim that Conley had confessed thousands of times. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 22 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 22 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Volume 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, noirg.org.